We're up to the fifth parak, Mishnah Yud Zayin in Parak Yavos. The Mishnah tells us that Kol Machlokas Shehilu Shem Shemayim Sofo L'Skayim. Any time that you have a dispute between two parties, but their fight, or Machlokas, is L'Shem Shemayim, is for the sake of heaven, which means that their purpose is to be able to find out the absolute truth, then Sofo L'Skayim, then the end it will endure, which means, and transcend the art scrolls, will have a constructive outcome. Meshein l'shem shemayim, ein sof l'skayim. However, if you have two parties that have their own ulterior motives, perhaps for their own agenda, for their honor, for power, control, then ein sof l'skayim. Then that which they are intending will not end up lasting, will not endure. And therefore, some explain, what is the reason why? Why does that happen? Because if it's not L'Shem Shemayim, if let's say they have a specific reason that they say that they're trying to, something they're trying to accomplish, but if they really have something else in mind, so then they're not really backing up the thing that they're pushing. They have something else in mind. So therefore, once they have something else that changes, it's not going to matter to them anymore. And therefore, it's not going to last. So what are examples of these things? So Ezi Machlokas Shehilu Shem Shemayim, Zu Machlokas Hil V'Shamai. We find throughout the Gemara, we find continuously Hil and Shammai used to constantly be arguing with one another, constantly Machlokas. However, their whole intention was only that there should be, the truth should be revealed. And each one was sharpening one another to be able to get to that final conclusion to make sure that the Torah's and the halacha that we follow is absolute emes. Some also explain, based on the Zohar and others, that sof l'skayim means that even though right now we follow like the opinion of Hillel, says that later on, days of Mashiach, there will be times, certain halachos, that we will actually hold like Shammai. And therefore, as they explain, that elu elu divrei Elokim chayim, that even though there are two opposite opinions, both of them are considered to be Hashem's word, and it's just different interpretations of getting to the truth. And therefore, sof l'skayim is something which will ultimately, it will still endure, it will still remain. However, shein l'shem shemayim, zum achokas korach v'chol adaso. The Mishnah concludes and says that if you look at Korach and his assembly of 250 men, we find that that's a machlokas which was not for the right intentions. They only did it for their own power, and therefore that's something which would not last, which of course we know their outcome, what ended up happening, the earth opened up, but tivlo some and swallowed them up. And on this, numerous commentators asked the question, it doesn't seem to be a correct answer over here. When I talked about Shammai and Hillel, so there were two different parties that were arguing with one another. Korach the Chol Adaso is only one side. It doesn't mention Moshe and Aaron, which should be on the other side. So two answers I'll share with you. First of all, the Tiferes Yom Tov says in the name of the Medrash Shmuel that, of course, when we're dealing with Moshe and Aaron, we would not be able to say that they were doing anything which was anything but Shem Shemayim. Certainly they did whatever they did for the sake of heaven. However, Korach and only Korach v'chol adaso, that side was not for L'Shem Shemayim. For Moshe and Aaron, it certainly was. Therefore, their names could not be mentioned. Furthermore, it's also explained that we can define and figure out when a person does something L'Shem Shemayim and when they don't. If you look at those people that are fighting, if other than that one thing that they're having a machlokas about, there's avon reyos, they care about one another, then you know that the reason why they're fighting is only to get to the truth. It's not because they have some agenda, they have some emotional attachment or involvement. And however, when it comes to Korach v'chol adaso, it's brought down that each of those 250 people, they all had the same desire for the kahuna gadola. They all also were fighting with one another. And therefore, the machlokas, which is not L'Shem Shemayim, is not just between Moshe and Aaron, but is really among themselves. And that's why the Mishnah says, Korach v'chol adaso.